USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Dorian's been downgraded to a Category 3 storm, still powerful, and it's been stationary over the Bahamas for over 24 hours, where the damage is said to be devastating. And the Prime Minister there says...
The Royal Bahamas Police Force has confirmed that there are 5 deaths.
And Prime Minister Hubert Minnis says that number is expected to rise. And forecasters now say Dorian will bring heavy flooding and dangerous storm surge to the east coast of Florida, as well as Georgia and South Carolina, over the next few days. Vice President Pence says the U.S. remains committed to protecting Poland from Russia, saying at a joint news conference in Warsaw with Poland's president that allies should remain vigilant when it comes to Moscow's election meddling in Europe and across the globe. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined, I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The search for possible survivors after a boat fire off the coast of Southern California early Sunday morning continues, but officials have confirmed at least 25 people are dead. Just a handful remain unaccounted for. It happened off Santa Cruz Island as the charter boat burst into flame for unknown reasons at about 3:30 a.m. This man, Bobby Superb, is a vessel captain himself and says he's been aboard that very vessel, the Conception, many times.
I've been out to sea for 45 years, and I've been in rough seas, and to be caught in a fire is just terrifying.
He was speaking to NBC News. Democratic U.S. Senator Joe Manchin today expected to announce whether he plans on running for governor of West Virginia. He previously served in that position from 2005 to 2010, then won re-election to the U.S. Senate last year. And this is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
The Department of Defense releasing the name of a soldier killed last week in Afghanistan. Officials announcing over the weekend that Sergeant First Class Dustin Ard died on August 29th from wounds received while engaging in combat operations. The 31-year-old from Hyde Park, Utah, was assigned to the 1st Special Forces Group at Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Washington State. The Trump administration is restarting a program that helps seriously ill migrants avoid being deported while they're getting life-saving care. The announcement yesterday coming after the administration quietly stopped protections for migrants who are seriously ill. It had set off a backlash from members of Congress and immigrant advocates. Back to Hurricane Dorian. Some folks in Florida looking to protect their property from the big storm came up with a clever way to keep things dry, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Brittany Vidal, who lives in Davis Shores, using duct tape, 300 sandbags
all around the house,
and rolls and rolls and rolls of heavy-duty black plastic that looks like big garbage bags.
We just started out by doing 6 mil plastic
to literally wrap her entire house with the hope of keeping the water from Hurricane Dorian out. She tells Fox 30 News in Jacksonville,
if it works, it's totally worth it.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.